Leaving Judea, Jesus headed north for Galilee. By the most direct route through Samaria, it took a 3 days' journey on foot to reach Nazareth, his hometown. Jesus was accompanied by the 5 young men, all Galileans, he had met in Judea. There was a small town near Nazareth called Cana, where friends of his mother Mary were celebrating a wedding, and Jesus and his companions were invited. On these occasions, the Jews would offer a banquet which sometimes lasted several days. Many people were invited to the wedding, but before the marriage feast was over, the wine ran out. His mother went to Jesus and said, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you ask me?" Jesus answered. "My time has not yet come." This reply made it clear to Mary that in future Jesus would receive orders from his heavenly Father alone. Even his own mother was not to advise him about what to do. Mary did not reply, but she said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby there stood 6 large stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing. Each one could hold a great amount of water. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, but it was no longer water. The master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine and found it to be excellent. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. So he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had enough to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This first miracle was a sign of our Lord's divine power. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Then Jesus went to Capernaum with his mother and brothers, but he only stayed a few days. As it was almost time for the Passover, Jesus went back to Judea, as all Jewish men had to keep this annual festival in Jerusalem. When he reached the city, he went to the temple. In the temple courts he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves for the sacrifices, and others sitting at tables exchanging foreign currency for the temple money. The place was full of noise and activity. It looked more like a lively market than a place of prayer and adoration. So Jesus made a whip out of cords and drove all the sheep and cattle from the temple area. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves he said, "Take these out of here. Do not turn my Father's house into a market." Then his disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house has consumed me." This was the first time Jesus cleansed the temple at the beginning of his ministry. The Jews were very displeased and demanded of Jesus by what authority he did this and what miraculous sign he could show to prove his authority. Christ answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." The Jews thought he was speaking about the magnificent temple in Jerusalem, which had taken 46 years to build. But what Jesus meant by the word temple was his own body, that the Jews were going to crucify, and that would be raised from the dead after 3 days. The disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying at the time, but after his resurrection they recalled what he had said. Then they believed what was written in the scriptures about him, and these words that Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the Passover, many people saw the miracles he was doing and believed in him. Next episode, Jesus and Nicodemus.